100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
We are on the phone with Mr. Derek Wiltz right now. He's our healthcare hero of the week. How's it going, Derek?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for popping on and being our hero and doing what you do.
What do you do, though, exactly?
Well, right now, before I go back to school, I'm helping with COVID-19 research that we do here at Ochsner. So a lot of people are getting enrolled in the research program. They're getting tested, getting consents, we're processing them. So we process about, I'd say, close to 500 samples every day.
Oh, wow.
More and more keep coming in. And, you know, as long as they need us, we'll be here to help them.
So, wow. Derek, you're working in New Orleans right now?
Right, yeah.
So you're kind of in a hot spot.
Right, yeah.
So
we're dead center, like, in the middle of it. So we're literally at ground zero right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So... What made you want to go into healthcare? Did you have someone in your family that was a doctor, or
did you just want to help people?
Well, yeah. I grew up, my dad, he was a paramedic, and as we were kids, I always begged my dad to ride in the back of the ambulance truck.
Mm.
He always worked at sports events and stuff, and we always went to go with him, and he used to teach CPR classes at the community college. And it was just something I just thought of an interesting career to follow. So, you know, a few years later,
I love that.
Me too.
So if someone's looking to go to FRANU, what kind of advice would you give them?
To definitely look at the organizations within the program, like Beta Sigma Mu and Student Government.
Okay.
It'll definitely guide them. Just in a community sense on, you know, they're trying to combine the career that you're going in and also serving underserved communities, promoting STEM, promoting health and wellness in Baton Rouge especially, because, you know, as many of us know, we're pretty... low in the rankings when it comes to community health and things
right.
like that. So
mm-hmm.
definitely something to listen in. I enjoyed all of the time I was there at FRANU. I got heavily involved in the community. So I would definitely tell them to look at the organization when they're applying there.
That's awesome.
I'm seeing on your bio that you produce an award-winning independent research. Can you kind of tell us about that? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely. So it's pretty interesting how it came to be, because when I first started there, I had no clue on what I was doing in biology. my bio background was really low. I pretty much knew the basics of biology, but... after I sent a few summers at Kent State doing research, I came back, and one of the professors had recommended that I do independent research, and it was more microbiology-based, working on bacteria. So if anybody has a phobia of bacteria, you probably don't want to go that route. But if you're interested in learning about biology, on a microcosmic level, you definitely want to look into that. But it was pretty much just working with bacteria, working with these little nematodes and whatnot. It was pretty cool. We got to use a lot of new and innovative machines to work on the experiment I was working on. I mean, it cost a lot of money, but it was definitely worth it.
Well, that's very impressive.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. And you're saying that your background in biology was, like, kind of small?
Mine's none.
Mine is, there is no background.
Well, I would say, what's the smallest organism in biology? Like, that's me, none.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Right.
That is all I know.
Yeah,
literally.
That's what I do, too. That, you know, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Chlorophyll is green, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that that is as far as my knowledge goes. Well, we appreciate you so much, one, for doing everything that you do and for taking the time to talk to us a little bit. I know you're busy doing your thing, and we appreciate it so much, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Derek.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's Abby Lee.
And Brittany Rose.
Live with the Tiger.